You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not proper to daven Mishmona Esri on top of a tree. But Kriya Shema, that's the halacha. Like Bisil, Kaladim Kari Kedarka, casual. It's Kabbalah Samach Shema, but you're not talking to the Rebbe Shalom. He said, not Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. The Gemara is going to have later, let's say, to recite Kriya Shema as long as the Erva is covered up. In order to daven Mishmona Esri, you have to have the chest should be covered up also. It has to be dressed up. Has to be dressed properly the way one would go to visit the Prime Minister or the President, at least. But Kriya Shema, as long as the Erva is covered up, is good. So the Mishnah says, Ha'umnim, the workers who are doing work on top of a tree, Karim Barashil and Rosh Hanad, but they don't have to come down to recite Kriya Shema. Masheni came with Tefillah. Masheni Masheni last came with it, but Shema Ne'esri they do. Because that's Ayin Bidlof Ne'emelech. Is there any tree where you makel that they're allowed to daven Shema Ne'esri on top of the tree? So that's added on by the Tosefta. That's quoted right after the Mishnah ends. Tanur Rabbanan. Omnim Karim Barosh Yilam Barosh Hanad. But Karim means Karim Kriya Shema. Umispalalim Barosh Hazayis Barosh Atena. Shakar Ilonis Yardun Mata Mispalim. The Mishnah says, Mashenu Hashem Lassus Kem B'Tvila. That goes on 98% of the trees. On two trees is Mutter. Barosh Hazayis Barosh Atena is Mutter. Manashtan Hazayis and Teino. So Rashi says, okay. He's not going to be nervous on top of the zayis and on top of the tena. He's not going to be nervous, but the other trees, he's going to be nervous. He won't be able to be mechaben properly. Fine. Then the heter in the Mishnah is only ha'umnim, if the workers and they're working on the tree. So we're not makpid, we don't insist that they have to go down for Kriya Shema. Maspik, they're going to have to go down for Tefillah anyway. They're going to have to go down. I don't know why, they may as well come down for Kriya Shema. I don't know. So we say, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema on top of the tree. They're allowed to be Yosik ben Malachtam also in the middle of the Kriya Shema. So that the Gemara says it depends. That's on the second wide line in the Gemara. Romele, Rav Mary Bro de Bashmuel. Rashi gives you a whole history here. Shmuel had a daughter, his name was Rachel. And she was raped by a goy. And she became pregnant from the goy. So you say, Rab Mary, you don't say, usually say Pliny, Ben Pliny, who the father's name is. So here you have to identify him by the mother, not by the father, because the father was a goy. Rashi claims that later on the father converted, and that's Issa Giyora. Issa Giyora had a son, Mary. So Rashi puts two and two together that Mary Barachel is the same person as Mary Bro de Bas Shmuel. He's the grandson. Shmuel's daughter was raped. So Mary, and her name was Rachel, and that's Issa Giora's son, Mary. Other Rishonim disagreed that not the same person, different people. Tosfos and other Masechtos, they don't comment. There's another Masechtos think that it's not so. The Gemara says that Rab Mary, the son of Issa Giora, was Hayrasai Shaloi Bigdusha Veleidosa Bigdusha. What do you mean? According to Rashi, his mother was Jewish. Mother was Jewish, that's called Hayrasai Veleidosa Bigdusha. That's not Hayrasai Shaloi Bigdusha Veleidosa Bigdusha, is a technical term. A non-Jewish woman was pregnant and she converted in the middle of the pregnancy. So the Hayroyan, the conception of the baby, was when the mother was not Jewish. Hayrasai of the Tinek Veshalah Bigdusha Veleidasa Bigdusha. She converted in the middle of the pregnancy. Here, the mother was Jewish all along. Mother was Jewish from birth. But the father converted in the middle. So since at the time of conception, the father was a Nochri, he raped her. She was held captive and he attacked her. So the Vlad is going to be Jewish because mother is Jewish. The father is a Nochri. So there's no kurva between the Yisrael and the Nochri. They can't be Al-Pidin. Biologically, he's the father, but Al-Pidin, they're not related. So Rashi calls that Harasa Shaloi Bigdusha, Veleidos Bigdusha, Lekach Le'nikra Al-Shemam. So that's what Tosfos argues. The Gemara says, Rab Mary, the son of Issa Giora, was Harasa Shaloi Bigdusha, Veleidos Bigdusha. That term applies if the mother converted in the middle of the pregnancy, not that the father converted. So that's what Tosfos and other Rishonim disagree with the details. That this person is not the same as Issa Giora's son. Issa Giora's son was Mary, that's a different Mary. Yeah. Anyway, so what did he ask Akasha? Shmuel's grandson was the same generation of Rava. Interesting. So he asked Akasha of Rava. Then the Mishnah says, Tananhum, then Karm Barosh, Ilim Barosh, Anad Boch, they can recite Kriya Shema on top of the tree. Alma, what do you see? Laboy, Kavona, you have to go down for Shmana Esrei, because Shmana Esrei need Kavona. But Kriya Shema does need Kavona. How can you say don't need Kavona? Urimin he. He has a contradiction. Akari tzah shma tzah sheikham and asleep bush and emma shma yisrael. Halu haima haskes, so shma yisrael ma'al alana haskes. Haskes means pay attention. Afkan haskes, you have to pay attention. How can the Mishnah say that to umnim are allowed to say kriya shma on top of the tree, but they can't daven? Why can't they daven? Because you need kavana for davening. You have to be mechaven. Rashi says, you can't be mechaven. So if you can't be mechaven, how do you say kriya shma? So he didn't answer. Rava didn't have any shtick. Omalei, so Rabbi Mary bar Rachel asks him, Midi shmir loch boho, did you hear anything from the earlier generation? He says, Amalei, he says, yeah. Halcham Rav Sheshet, Vusha b'teilem in melachton v'korim. Yeah, they're allowed to say kriya shma on top of the tree. They don't have to climb down on the ground, but they're not allowed to be oisikim in melachton. One, they say the Kriya Shema. So since they're not going to be Osek b'malachdan, they will be able to be Mechavan. For Shman Esrei, you need more Kavanah than that. Not just Kavanah's Pirush Amilas. You need Kavanah's Amil Lefnei HaMelech. It's going to be, it's a Mokam Dochuk. It's not like Rosh HaZayis and Rosh HaTe'eno. He can stand there Shaloi B'derchik and there's no Pachad at all. But Rosh HaIlonis, there is a little Pachad. So the Kavanah's Amil Lefnei HaMelech, that Kavanah he's not going to have. But for Kriya Shema, you don't need that. Just the Chavanas Pirush Amilas. To be Mekabel HaMach Shemaim, that you can have. But you can't be Oisik Ben Melachta. If you're Oisik Ben Melachta, then you can't be Mechav. So he asked Akasha, but that's not true. I have a Tanya, but I have a Bais, B'Salam, Oisik Ben Melachta, Mekor. B'Salam said, B'Lechta Chavadera, Kolodim Kori Kedarka, and there were five, standing, sitting, reclining, and so on. And he said, Oisik Ben Melachta, Mekor. It's okay. Everything more loy kasha. Have a perakrish and have a peraksheni. When Rav Sheshes, when Rava quoted from Rav Sheshes, they have to be betelim and malachna. And that's only in the first part of Kriya Shema. On the last part of Kriya Shema, they can even be oiskim b'malachna. So the three dinim. Shmona Esrei, you can't say it all on top of the tree unless it's zayis and teina, because you're not going to have kavanos on milaf and amela because he's nervous there. Kriya Shema, the beginning of the Kriya Shema, parsha b'shayna. The Gemara says, you have to have kavanos, kabbalos, amachus shemaim. So you don't allow oiskim b'malachta. And the rest of the Kriya Shema is even good on top of the tree and oiskim b'malachta. So three different levels. And then Tosfos has the shaila when the Gemara says, loy kasha habit perakrishon, habit perakrishon, perakrishon means taka, the whole Shema, and then vayom Shema can be oiskim b'malachta. Or do you say, no, maybe only pasuk rishon. Maybe only Pasuk Rishon, there shouldn't be Oskim and Malach. So that's a discussion in Rishon. Because we said the Mahalach, the Parsha Rishon, you should be Oymed the whole Parsha Rishon. Because you're going to be walking, so that's going to take away from your Kavan. So if walking takes away from Kavana, so it's a Kriya Aroy, so then the same should be Oskim and Malach. Should also be. So Tosfos says, no, only Pasuk Rishon. They can be Oskim and Malachtim after the Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. They can really be Oskim and Malachtim for the rest of the Parsha Rishon. So not all the Rishonim agree with that. Some say you take the Gemara literally. Kamei Perek Rishon, Kamei Perek Sheni. Yeah. So this Kula, that we allow them to recite Kriya Shema on top of the tree, this is only for the Umnim, for the workers, the boss. He's not a kofu to anybody. He can relax. He doesn't have to accomplish so much every day. So the Braisa says in the first wide line, Balabais benkech benkech yored lamata mispal balabais. Doesn't matter, even if it's a teino and a zayis, and it's perfect for the poelim to daven on top of the teino, balabais should always go down to daven. If he shen daitem yeshev solo, that's not right. Special kula for oiskim and malachtan, because in the days of the Tanoim, it was so insistent that you have to put in a full day's work. And you shouldn't be mevatel a minute in a slay sigzol if you take two coffee break. It was so makbid. And the Gemara has later, the dinim, that when you have the workers working together, they don't do chazaras hashatz. They have to let them take off a few minutes to daven mincha, sometimes even shacharis mincha, but they shouldn't have chazaras hashatz. Chazaras hashatz is a takana de rabbanon. So it's a lehotzi eshein abaki. And even if everybody's a baki, it's a takana that they made a takana, the Rambam says. You have to always have chazaras hashatz. So the poelim don't have chazaras hashatz. What else? They don't duchen. Hayitochen. The Gemara says they don't have duchening. How come they don't have duchening? The duchening is only a chiyuv once a day, every day, if the Kohanim are called upon to duchen. If you say Kohanim, we call upon the Kohanim that they should give us a bracha. If you don't call upon them, so they're not mechuyev to duchen. So that's what the minig today is by Ashkenazim. We don't call upon the Kohanim to duchen all week long, only on Yomim Tovim. Because you have to be in a happy mood, in a good mood, and everybody's in a miserable mood because nobody makes a parnas. I don't know. The Sephardim, I guess, are wealthier than the Ashkenazim, so they make a good parnas, and they duchen every day. They're in a relaxed position. Maybe if the Ashkenazim would relax a little bit, maybe they also make more money. I don't know. It's a very, very minig that the Ashkenazim have that. We did away with the duchening only on Yom Tov, because we're not in a happy mood. Even on Shabbos, we're not in a relaxed mood. Only on Yom Tov we relax. So shver minik, but the din is like that. Kozman, you don't call upon the Kohanim, you don't pensar with them. Kohanim, you don't tell them we want you to give a bracha, so then they're not mechuyev. So we recommend over here, don't call our Kohanim to duchen, so they won't be obligated to duchen. They shouldn't waste any time. Then the Gemara quotes a braisa, there's a machlekes satanoim. The poelim don't have chazaras hashatz. What about the Shmoneh Esrei? Did they have to really say all the 19 brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei? Or is there a way to abridge that also? So there is an institution of Tefillah Ketzorah that's known as Havineinu, where Rashi explains, based on Gemara Leit, he said Gimel Brachas Rishonis till Akel HaKadosh, and he said Gimel Brachas Achronis from Bitzei to the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. Then in the middle, instead of saying 13 different brachas, you combine, starting from Matochen until Shemeh Tefillah, combine all the 13 brachas into one long nesach. You have 2-3 words for every bracha. The Tanoim picked out the 2 or 3 crucial words from every bracha, and they put it together. So that's Havineinu. So later on, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, who is Havineinu for? So Rabbi Gamliel says, you're not allowed to daven Havineinu unless you're mamish. Sometimes a person is so sick in the hospital, he can't stand so long to say Shmoneh Esrei. He can't say so. It'll take him an hour to say the long Shmoneh Esrei. He's not well at all. So if you have a big Shas HaTrak, the person physically doesn't have koyach, or he can't concentrate for so long, then we'll make him to say Havineinu. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Everybody can say Havineinu. It's optional. Rashi quotes in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Chesam Beis, Rabbi Gamliel Amar, Chol yomi ha-mispalot, the Shmoneh Esrei brachas. You've got to say all the Shmoneh Esrei. You only make a Havineinu if it's a dire emergency. Rabbi Shua says, Mayen Shmoneh Esrei. You can recite the abridged version. Mayen Shmoneh Esrei is the Havineinu. The Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achorinus. And the Broch Emtsoi says Havineinu. So the Gemara says, what the Machlekes HaTanoim is here by the Poelim, that it doesn't give any names. Who says they have to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei? Who says they can abridge it? Gemara says, suggests, maybe these are the names of the Tanaim. Rabbi Gamliel holds only in a dire emergency. You see, there's no dire emergency. So let the workers recite, let the poelim recite the whole Shmoneh Esrei, all the 18 brachas. And Rabbi Shua says, you can always abridge it. Anybody can abridge it. So then we would insist that the poelim should abridge it. If it's permissible to abridge it at any person without a major emergency, then we should insist that Poelim should abridge. That's what Tais points out, in order to put in a full day's work. So the Gemara says, so if so, if that's the pshat, so what does it say? There's a brisa that says the Poelim have to abridge the Shmoneh Esrei. Gemara says, if that brisa goes like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that everybody always has an option to say Havineinu, you don't need an emergency. So if you don't need an emergency, then it's self-understood that the Poelim are obligated to abridge the Shmoneh Esrei, because they have to put in a full day's work. We don't allow them to make Chazaras Hashatz, so we shouldn't permit them to have a choice. We're either saying the long version or the short version. They should insist they have to say the short version. So the Gemara says, so why did the Braisa quote it only over here by Perlim? Ereb Yeshua, the Gemara has 15 lines from the bottom of Tezvavim and Aleph. The Gemara says the line begins with the words Ereb Yeshua. If the second Braisa that says the Perlim are obligated to abridge the Shmon Esrei, the Ein Shmon Esrei, Ma'ir Ye Perlim, I feel a kol adam nam. Everyone is permitted to abridge it. So the Mela, everyone has an option, A or B, the long version, short version. So the Mela, the Poilam have to abridge it. That's a double portion like that. So what do you need a Brisa to say that for? Whereas now, Idi Rabbi Gamliel. They're both like Rabbi Gamliel. Well, like Kasha, it depends how much are they salaried. So if they get a salary in addition to getting food, then they got to put in a full day's work. They have to put in the full day's work. So then we would say all of it's considered an emergency. So we would say that even though Rabbi Gamliel usually holds that a normal person who's not sick, who's not a major emergency, is not allowed to choose to say Havineinu, but by Perlim we would insist. If the guy's getting a salary, you insist he should he's getting a salary, so let him abridge the Shmoneh Esrei. But if all they get paid, they don't get paid a salary, they'll get paid on the meals. So then how can you expect them to work so hard if they're hardly even paid? They just pay them, they just give them food to eat. So then they have the right to relax a little bit. So then you should permit them to say the whole long version of the Shmoneh Esrei. The only time we would permit them to abridge it, insist they have to abridge the Shmoneh Esrei, is if they're being paid a salary. Yeah, today we assume that the bosses are not so makbid. So we assume that the workers always do a Chazara Sashatz, and they always say the long Shmoneh, the long version of the Shmoneh. But a person should be careful. The Rambam says, "Hapol mechuyev labed b'chol koicha." The poel is mechuyev to put in a full day's work. And he quotes Shaharei B'Yankov HaTzadik, who Omer, Yankov, we would have said Yankov Avinu. The Rambam writes a funny lotion. Yankov HaTzadik says, he tells his wives, "Aten yidatin ki b'chol koicha yavarete esavichen." So the Rambam quotes that pasuk. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. The end of Bav Metzia. So the Rambam quotes it. The Gemara quotes it, speaking about the difference between Hashem Asachar and Hashem Achinam. That Hashem Achinam, the Gemara talks the major difference between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Asachar. Let's say somebody went away for the summer and they asked me, I should be Hashem Achinam on their apartment. So the Balabas himself, when he's home, doesn't lock all the windows and the doors all the time. He leaves the windows open in the summertime. He goes downstairs to pick up the mail. He doesn't lock the door. He doesn't close the windows. He goes downstairs. He carries on a conversation with the mailman. And he goes upstairs. So the owner of the apartment himself doesn't always lock everything. So if he has a shamachinam, so I'm only a gabra b'charikoy. I'm only in his stead. I'm only mechuyev to watch, not the kid of Natri and Shem. Mechuyev to watch his B'Shem Achinam, same way he would watch himself. So Shem Achinam is only chayev and pshia. So is that considered a pshia? I'm a Shem Achinam on his apartment and all his belongings in the apartment. And it's the summertime, so I left all the windows open. It has no air conditioning, so I left the windows open. And then I went down to pick up the mail. So I didn't lock the door. Left the door open. I didn't stay downstairs more than 3 minutes. I said hello, goodbye to the mailman. I picked up, I go back upstairs. I see there was a Ganev in the apartment. The Ganev was watching. He was waiting for me to go downstairs, and he robbed all the silver when I went downstairs for 3 minutes. But the Gemara says, Shamachinam is Potter. Shamachinam is Chayv and Pshir. That's not called Pshir. But Shamachinam is only Mechuyev to watch. Kidin Natri Inshi, the same as the Balabas himself had watched. But if he's a Shema Sachar, then he's mechuyev to watch better. It's not enough not to kid Natri Inshi. And a Shema Sachar is chayiv in Geneva, not only chayiv in Pshia, it's chayiv in Geneva v'Aveda. What's Geneva v'Aveda? Geneva v'Aveda means it's Pshia, but there's an excuse for it. And Aveda is really a Pshia. But the guy doesn't remember where he misplaced the object. He put it somewhere in a safe place, and now he forgot where the safe place is. So for Hashem Achinam, we say Gnei Aveda is not Pshia. For Hashem Asach, we say Gnei Aveda is considered like a Pshia, and he is Chayv. Gnei also, if he would have watched better, the Gnei wouldn't have occurred. Let's say if I'm watching perfectly, and somebody dug, the earth is like a globe, so somebody from China dug a hole, and he went all the way till the bottom of the apartment, and he stole all the belongings. So Taisa says Bab Metzia, if a ganav came from China, that's an oinus. You don't say the Shema Socher is chayv and Gneiva Aveda, that's a Gneiva. A Gneiva Ba'oinus, he's not chayv. Gneiva Aveda, Shema Socher is chayv, if there's a shtickle Pshia involved. So for Shema Chinam, it's not called the Pshia. Shema Socher, it is called the Pshia. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk, "Atan yidatin ki b'chol kochi avarates avichem." That goes on Yaakov Avinu. He was a Shema Socher. He wasn't a Shema Chinam. He got paid a salary to watch the tzon that belonged to Lavan. And the Rambam quotes it benegir to Poel. A Poel mechuyav lava b'chol kochi. The Rambam apparently thinks the difference between a Shema Chinam and a Shema Socher is that the Shema Socher is a Poel on the Shmira because he's getting paid a salary. How much salary do you have to get paid to be a din of a poil? How much salary do you have to get paid to be have the din of a Shema Socher? So we mentioned, the Gemara says, Pruta de Rav Yosef. There was a machlokes in Perek HaKoines and Shavuos and Bob Metzias, machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, but the Shema Aveda has a din of a Shema Chinam or Shema Socher. He doesn't get paid any salary. It's a chiddush that he has a din of a Shema at all. He never accepted upon himself, he never agreed to become a Shema. That's the halacha. The Torah says, whether you like it or not, you have to pick up the Aveda and you have to become a Shomer Bal Korchacha. So he's not getting paid a salary. He really ought to be a Shomer Chinam. So that's why Rabbi Yosef came up with a Chiddush. No, the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher. And the Gemara gave two different explanations. So one explanation was that since when he's busy shaking out the Aveda, picking up the Aveda, he's Oisik the Mitzvah, Potter Manah Mitzvah, he'll be Potter from giving Tzedakah. He'll be part of giving a pruta to the Oni. So it may turn out that by taking care of the Hashavas Aveda mitzvah, he makes himself a pruta. So that makes him into a Shema Socher. So that's what the Shach quotes when Agos Ashri. You see from this Gemara that a Shema Socher, in order to have the din of a Shema Socher, the same din of Poel has to make a minimum of a Shava pruta. Even though he's watching the Aveda for 5 years, and all he gets paid for 5 years watching is a pruta. That's it. If as long as it's paid a pruta, that's called the Shema Socher. Gets paid less than a Shema Pruta, that's not called the Shema Socher. And the same thing a poil, if I agree to do work for you, you're going to pay me a salary. So if you the halacha imposes, the halacha never imposes a chiyuv of less than a Shema Pruta. If I buy a candy and I agree to pay for the candy and the candy sells 5 for a penny, so I bought one candy and I owe you a fifth of a penny. I have to figure out how I'm going to pay. Or let's say a halvoy. If I borrow money from you, so you lent me a halfpenny, you still have in London, England, you used to have halfpennies, half pennies. So if you have a hischaibis midas, if you borrow money or you buy something from the store and you agree to pay, that's a hischaibis midas. A hischaibis midas you can have even a less than a shavu puta. But a milvah aksila ba Torah, that the Torah imposes a chiyav upon the person to pay, Torah only imposes a chiyav on a shavu puta and above. So this seems to be a chiddush. There's a Rashi like that in Kiddushin, that by Schivas Poelim, if I hire a worker and I agree to pay him a salary, the chiyuv to pay comes in units of a Shavar Pruta. It doesn't come in units of less than a Shavar Pruta. Because Schivas Poelim doesn't mean that the boss agreed to pay me, he accepted, he obligated himself to pay me out of the goodness of his heart. No. We assess what the value of the pu'ula is. Let's say I say I'm going to paint your apartment and it costs you $8,000. You have a big apartment, it's going to take me 2-3 weeks. $8,000 to pay the whole apartment, to paint the whole apartment. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes where the yesh and the schiris mitchila basov and schiris alele basov. So Rashi interprets, if you hold yesh and the schiris, if you hold the schiris alele basov, means when I finish painting the whole apartment, the last makush achron, the last stroke of the paintbrush, or the last the last stroke that you have to do is mechayiv to pay me the full $8,000. So we don't pass like that. We pass yesh and schiris mitchila v'atzof. As you go from the beginning to the end, every time you paint a few an inch of the apartment, the other fellow becomes mechayiv to pay me a little at a time, little time. How much at a time? So Rashi writes in Kedushin, it goes in units of shavu pruta. Why units of shavu pruta? Because the answer is, Chivas Poelim is not a Hischivas Midas. That the boss agreed to pay me out of the goodness of his heart. He's going to pay me salary. It's not out of the goodness of his heart. I'm doing work for him. So the vort is, we make up how much my services are worth. My So he says, I teach you an yeshiva worth $1 billion, but they're not going to pay me so much. So we make up for purposes of how much you're going to pay me. That's what Dr. Lin once told me. I asked him for a raise. He said, Herschel, you're worth $1 million, but we can't afford that. Okay. But now it's $1 billion. It was a long time. $1 million was 40 years ago. Now it's worth more than $1 million. Yeah. So we determine how much the pula is worth, and then the Torah imposes the chiyuv on the boss. So that's a milv haksula ba Torah. If it would have been his chayvus midas, you could have agreed to pay less than a shavu puta. But we assume chiyuv pulam is not a his chayvus midas. We assume that it's a milv haksula ba Torah. The Torah imposes the chiyuv to pay.
Does this difference in getting paid or not apply to Shmoneh Esrei or Shema also?
I don't think so. I think it's only going to get to the Chazaras HaShatz and to the long version of the benching, or the short version of the benching, or the long version of the Shmoneh Esrei versus the short version of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Kriya Shema on top of the Barosh HaElon, that we all make all to them. That we are making. And to say Shmoneh Esrei Berosha Azaisa Berosha Teina for the poem we are making on that, that's acceptable. But this goes to Chazaras HaShatz, or the long version, the short version, Habineinu versus Long Shmoneh Esrei, or the Duchening. So that we distinguish. If they're not paid at all, they just get the free meals, that's all, then they're not mechuyev to work so hard. And if they're paid, then mechuyev hapoel mechuyev lavad b'chol koicham, more so than the other worker. So the Mishnah Berurah says all these dinim don't apply b'zman hazeh. We assume the boss is not so makbid, but the boss is makbid. They shouldn't take coffee breaks all the time. They shouldn't talk on the phone with their friends all the time. They should do a little work, at least a little bit of work they have to do. So the Gemara draws that distinction. Are they getting a normal salary, or they're only oisim b'sudasim? All they get is free meals. Yeah. What do they have to abridge if they're paid a normal salary? So they have to abridge the Shmoneh Esrei. They say me'ein, they say habineinu. Then they have to bridge the Birchas Hamazon. What do they abridge? They say Birchas Hamazon, but only shtayim. They only say two brachas. Normally we say three brachas, Hazanas Hakol, Noidelecho, and Rachim. And then you say Tov HaMeitiv. So Tov HaMeitiv, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kivege quotes. So Tov HaMeitiv is Lav Deraisa, and the proof is, Sharei, Polim Mokir Moiso. The Polim who work for the boss, they don't say Tov HaMeitiv at all. So the fourth bracha they don't say, but what about the second and the third brachas? So if they're not paid a salary at all, they only get free meals, so they're not mechuyev to work so crazy. So then we say, let him bench the Birchas Hamazon until Bader Rachma of Yishalayim Amen, and then you say Amen to announce, to advertise that Poelim should go back to work. They don't say Atoiv HaMeitiv. Bizman HaZeh, they do say Bizman HaGemar, they wouldn't say Atoiv HaMeitiv. But if they get paid a salary in addition to the free meals, so then the Gemara says they have to abridge the benching, just like they have to abridge the Shmoneh Esrei and say Habineinu, the shorter form. So they have to abridge the Birchas Hamazon and combine together B'kodolim Bani Rishalayim B'Birchas Ha'oretz. They combine together the second and the third brachas. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Isn't it a din deraisa? The Gemara learns that from Sukkum. Echalta v'savota v'irachto es Hashem alokecha al ha'oretz ha'toiv ha'shen o'asan loch. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'echalta v'savota v'irachto es Hashem alokecha on the food. Al ha'oretz, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And ha'toiv ha, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim. And the two parts to Yerushalayim. One part is it's the makam of the Beis HaMikdash, and the other part is that it's the makam of the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. If you have Malchus Beis David, when you have the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, when you have a Melech from the Malchus Beis David, that's the official government. The Biskarov calls it the Malchus HaNevcheres, the chosen government, the official government. So then the Rambam quotes from the Yishalmi that they have the right to use Yerushalayim as the capital. in any government other than the Malchus HaNevcheres or Malchus Beis David, you're not supposed to use Yerushalayim as the capital. So the Gemara tells us that when the Mon came down in the Midbar, it's a Gemara later in the Shlosh HaShalchim, when the Mon came down in the Midbar and the people ate and they were full, and they cooked it, they baked the Mon and it tasted like bread. So they said, as on a sakol, they said the first, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha. When Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, he composed the second bracha. No delecho al ha'aretz ha'toy bar shenasan lo. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us al ha'aretz v'alama. Thanking him for giving us the food. Then when David HaMelech moved from Hebron, he was first king in Hebron 7 years. Then he became king in Yerushalayim 33 years. So then when he established Yerushalayim as his capital, he was the Malchus Beis David. He was in person. So he composed the next bracha. We thank you for giving us Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim as the capital. Then when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, then he added on the other part of the third bracha. Today we have neither Beis HaMikdash nor Malchus Beis David. So the whole bracha, instead of saying, we thank you for giving us Beis HaMikdash, we thank you for giving us Malchus Beis David, we say, Rachimno, have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash, have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David, Mishichech, we ask. The question is that whether the third bracha is the raisa b'zman hazeh. We're asking, Brichas HaMozen is the raisa. We thank you for giving us the food. Thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim with both aspects, the aspect of Beis HaMikdash and the aspect of Malchus Beis David, the capital city of Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't have either, Yerushalayim is not the capital. There's no Malchus Beis David. It is the capital. Officially, but there's no Malchus Beis David, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. So is that third bracha still deraisa? Maybe it's legamri only midirabban. Maybe the mitzvah deraisa is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he gave you something. So there's what to be thankful for. If he gave you and he took it back, then the Pashto says you're not mechuyev to pray that he should give it back to us. Pashto says the rachim should only be derabbanan. Yeah. So the Tosfos says, Takasha, how come if the workers are paid a salary, then they have to say the short version of the benching and the short version of the Shmoneh Esrei? So Shmoneh Esrei is the Rabbanan. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Fine. So they say the long version, the short version, doesn't make a difference. But the Birchas HaMozen is the Raisa. HaToy V'Meitiv is love the Raisa. But Birchas HaMozen is the Raisa. And the Gemara learns it out from the Psukim. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank Him for the food. Al Ha'aretz, thank Him for Eretz Yisrael. HaToivo is Ha'or HaToivo Zeh V'Halvonim is Yerushalayim. HaToivo is Yerushalayim. And they're both aspects of Yerushalayim. So how can you combine them? U'le'achreho Shtayim. You combine the second and the third brachas to make it into one. And the fourth bracha, you leave out L'gamre HaToivo HaMeitiv Lav Derais, you leave it out. That's Rabbi Kivega's Gemara, Me'mvov HaMed Alev. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how can you combine the second and the third brachas? We learned that from Pesukim and the Chumash. You have to have three distinct brachas. One bracha for the food, one bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael, and the third separate bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Beis HaMikdash with the Malchus Beis Dov. So the Rashbo answers on Tosfos' kasha. It's a din deraisa, you have to mention all the different themes, but there's no din deraisa, it has to be in a separate bracha. If you combine all the three brachas in one, we thank you for giving us the bread and Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash and the Malchus Beis David. Min HaTorah, that would be good enough. The fact that we break it up into three different brachas, the Rashba said, that's only the Rabbanim. That's not Min HaTorah. Tosfos seems to assume otherwise. The bottom Tosfos is the kasha. Afagaf the Midiraisahim. How can you combine the second and third brachas? And for Tosfos, a fancy, unbelievable answer. There's such a great tzorech. It's like the Chacham had the authority to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the Gersh and his Garber at Pesach in the morning is not allowed to bring a korban Pesach. They had the right to Yeshkoach Laka B'Shev Altase, and they told us that when you wear an Arba Kamfis that's made from linen, you shouldn't put on tzitzis at all, because they're afraid you may put on tcheles, and tcheles will make shatnas. The tchelos has to be a certain color, and it has to be wool. So the woolen strings are going to be tied onto the linen garment. That's going to be shatnas deraisa. So if it's bona fide tchelos, the din is esedechol says it. This is the mocker of the whole institution of esedechol says. But it may be that you fell in with a faker who's selling you klo'ilon, that's imitation trailers. It's imitation trailers, and then it wasn't really necessary to have strings that were wool. You could have had all the strings be linen, could have had all the strings be cotton, whatever. You didn't have to make it into shatnas. So that's why the Beishama made Xera de Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to put trailers in the Beged Shel Pishton, that you may fall in. You may buy puzzle or trailers without realizing it. It'll really be dyed blue from a different source, other than the chalazon. If it's dyed blue from what's the Gemara called?
Indigo.
From indigo, yeah. Kloilon, the Gemara calls it. Kloilon is indigo. That's what the Orach writes. Kloilon is in the Orach, is a dictionary that Rashi and Tosis use. So the Orach says that Kloilon in the Gemara is what we call indigo. That's how we know what color it is. Indigo, we know what color it is. It's blue. That's how we know that Tchelis is supposed to be blue. The same color as this guy. Yeah, so that's one of the six cases where we pass on like Bishama. All the cases, Ruba de Ruba, we pass on like Basilil. So Tosis in the beginning of Sukkot, of Gimel Amanal, quotes the Siddur Avraham Gaon, that there are six cases in addition to the Yutches Dovet, the 18 Zeres that the Bishilul themselves gave into Bishama. But in addition, there are another six cases. So one of them is this Zeres de Rabbanon. Then you're not allowed to put in tzitzis at all. And a beggar shall pishton. So the Gemara said, how did Bezin have the right to do that? How did they have the right to? So the Gemara said, that's legitimate. Yishkech v'achacham lakadot men ha-toyroh b'shevi al-tasa. They tell you, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos. The Gershon is gar be'er Pesach should not bring Korban Pesach. All reason why. And over here also they say, you can wear the garment, don't put on tzitzis. That's called shevi al-tasa. So Yishkech laka b'shevi al-tasa. So it's a machlokes here, Tosfos and the Rashba. Are you really employing that principle? The Rashba says, Ve'azok. Who says that you learn from the psukim that you have to have the different themes have to be mentioned in the Birchas HaMazon? There's no requirement, Minatora, there should be each theme in a separate bracha. You can include all the three themes in one bracha, Minatora. Alamichya has all the themes. So if a person, let's say, a person has cake, and so if he eats a ton of cake, his kaveh suda on it, then it becomes hamoitzi, then he has to wash until it's a dime and recite Birchas HaMazon. And if he only eats a little bit of cake, then it's mezonos, so he does wash until it's a dime, and he says alamichyo. So the pashtus is that really, cake is chayv and afrash eschalo, because cake is pasah babikisin, it's a subcategory of lechem. The Chumash says that the chiyuv chalas, v'hoyeh bacholchem yelechem horetz, when you eat lechem. So how come you chayv to be mafrash chalo when you bake cake and cookies? The answer is because cake and cookies is lechem. If you could have suda on it, then you do have to say amoitzi lechem and what, and you have to wash the tilis yadayim and bench Birchas HaMazon. The whole difference, the tilis yadayim is a din de rabbanon. And the difference between, and what else, and amoitzi versus burn minim zaynis is a din de rabbanon. The whole Birchas HaNenon is de rabbanon. And the pashtus is the difference between the long version of Birchas HaMazon and the short version of alamichyo is only the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, the Pashtus says that you yoytze Birchas HaMazon the Raisa by saying Alamichya. So the whole difference between the Pas and the Pas HaBobi Kisnin is it oymed as to be eaten as a snack, or is it oymed to be eaten as a meal, filling meal? The whole difference is on the level of the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there's no difference. This is Pas and this is Pas. There's a subcategory of pas. It's pas habobikisna, but it's also a pas. If you have oatmeal cereal, you can eat a ton of oatmeal cereal. You don't bench and you don't wash until it's a dime. And you never say hamoitzi. It's not a loaf shape. But if you have cake or cookies in the shape of a loaf, so that's really pas. It's a subcategory of pas. Pas habobikisna. So we usually assume that the difference is between pas gomer and pas habobikisna, whether you wash, whether you say Hamoitzi versus Mizainis, where they recite Birchas HaMazon versus Alamichya, all the differences are only on a level of Rabbanon. That's what we usually assume. Here you have a Tosfos that says that it's not true, that if you ate bread and you're going to say, include all the three things in one bracha, you thank you for the food and for Malchus Beis Dovin and for Yerushalayim and for the Makam HaMikdash, you say everything in one, so Tosfos says that it won't be Yotze Deraisa. It won't be Yotze Minatar. Minatar, you're required to say three distinct brachas. So we usually assume not like this. We usually assume like the Rashba, that if you say ala michyan bread, you yotze min ator. You're not yotze min the Rabban. But the Pashto says we assume you yotze min ator. So that's why mid the Rabbanan, they said it depends. If you give a sudan, you ate a lot of the cake or the cookies, then it has all the dinim like pas. If you ate a little, then it's there was no kriya suda. So then you say mizaynus and you don't wash until zinamin. You say ala michyo.
Because
it's different themes. So you make one bracha when you combine everything. Ah, the Gemara says you're not allowed to ain chaysman b'shnayim because ain chaysman mitzvah chavilus chavilus. You're not allowed to add, you're not allowed to combine various themes in one bracha.
Like you say in
the Pirkei Shachar. Yeah. I mean, that's the reason why Tosfos insists that you have to have three distinct brachas. Because you learn that from the Psukim, you have to mention the three different themes. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food, and thank Him for giving us Eretz Yisrael, and thank Him the third time for giving us Malchus Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Malchus Beis David. So Tosfos says you have to, min HaTorah, Tosfos understands, you have to say three distinct brachas. So you're saying maybe that's because of the din of Einos HaMitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That could be. That din probably is also only mid the Rabbanah. That din is also only mid the Rabbanah. Yeah, but Tosfos holds over here a chiddush. On the level of the Raisa, you have to have three distinct brachas. When you combine the second and the third for the Poyalim, that's already a kula.
If
you're not Kaveh Suda, then
Tosfos Shitasam, then you're only Chayav Kaveh Midirais at the bench and Kaveh Sviya.
Right.
So is it the same Amdara, Kaveh Suda and Kaveh Sviya?
Could be that Kaveh Suda means Kaveh Sviya. So if you had Kaveh Sviya, then you have to bench Minatar. Yeah, could well be. We'll have to learn that Gemara there. Yeah, but this is chiddush what Tosfos has here. That on the level of the rice, you have to have three distinct brachas. It can't be yotze with one bracha. So if you say the reason why is because in yotze mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that's the Gemara later. Where is that? Mem tes haman aleph. The Gemara says ein chos mem shnayim. My time el fish in yotze mitzvos chavilos chavilos. In chos mem b'shtayim. Chos mem b'shtayim because chavilus chavilus, yeah. But the Pashtus says that then of chavilus chavilus, that then itself is only mid the Rabbanan. So here Tosfos seems to be assuming that on the level of the Raisa, when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you have to recite three distinct brachas. Get the impression that they meet men atar, maybe not so, maybe they mean mid the Rabbanan, yeah.
But
everyone agree
that if you said Alamichya by accident instead of benching, that you still have to go back to
the Rabbanan? Yeah, if you said Alamichya, you have to bench. You're not yet. So the reverse is a big shaila. What if a person had a couple of cookies, he just had a kazayis, he's still starving, and then he's supposed to say Alamichya, which is Me'ein Shalosh. That's called Me'ein Shalosh, just like Havineinu is Me'ein Shmona Esrei. It's an abridged form. So Alamichya is Me'ein Shalosh, is the abridged form of the of Birchas HaMazon, like Magen Avos on Friday night is Me'ein Sheva. It's the abridged form of the seven brachas of Ma'ariv of the Shmona Esrei. So what if I said, instead of saying Alamichya, which is the abridged form, Me'ein Shalosh, I said the long version, I said Birchas HaMazon. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not Yotze. If you said Alamichya on bread, for sure you're not Yotze. That you don't need the Shulchan Aruch. If he said Birchas HaMazon on cookies, so the Shulchan Aruch says you're not Yotze. So Rabbi Kivega and others question it. Maybe it's not true. If the Me'ein Shalosh, the abridged form, you're Yotze, how can you say you're not Yotze in the long form? So some want to distinguish that there are two kinds of alamichya. What is it? Alamichya after oatmeal cereal that never can convert to become hamotzi, even if you eat 10 pounds of oatmeal cereal, a ton of oatmeal cereal. There is no loaf. There is no lechem at all. So then you would not be yotze b'diyevet if you said b'chsamos and on the oatmeal cereal. But if you had a couple of cookies, you had a kazais of cookies, if you would have eaten enough cookies, it would have been kaveh sudan, it would become hamotzi with b'chsamos, even though you weren't kaveh. But b'diyevet, if you said b'chsamos, then you should be yotze. That's a taina that Rebbe Kivege has. And others have a taina. Every alamichya is an abridged form of b'chus hamazon. So whenever, even if you had the oatmeal cereal, how can you say if he says b'chus hamazon, not yotze? So that's a big machlokes, what the din is.
I understand if you left that a whole bracha, that would be b'shei v'altasa. But changing the sechah bracha is considered to be b'shei v'altasa. That's not a kumbar say. The changing illness,
Shenyan Nusach means you failed to say the Nusach, the Birchas Hamal. He didn't say the Birchas Hamal. Whatever he said doesn't count. So that's Shev Al Tas means I didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Like not putting on tzitzis, on the beged, and not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah. He also didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Birchas Hamal, properly. Yeah. So what are we up to here? So it's a machlokes in the Rashbam. Yeah. What are we up to the Mishnah again? So the Mishnah says, there's a kula regarding Kriya Shema, then there's a kula regarding Shema Nesre. If it's Rosh Hazayis or Rosh Atena, we're even makel on the Shema Nesre. And the Balabais will not makel at all. Okay. And then betfila you're not mekel at all. You have to have kavanah zayim b'lifnei melech. Fine. What else does it say? Chasam patz mekriyash my laila harishon. Laila, even though it ends with a comment say, is loshen zacher. So there's no such thing as laila harishona. The quote from the Vilna Gaon in the Hagar, manashtana halaila hazem, we call halaila. How come you say halaila hazem? How come you don't say halaila hazos? Laila ends off with a comment say. So the terrace that they quote is because women are mechayiv in matzah. So you treat Nekevus as Charem. So you say Halayla Hazeh. That's where they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. So there was a great Goyen who was a Rav in Europe, Rav Meshulam Roth. He was always belonged to the Mizrahi, so he never got the Kavadika Rabbonis in Europe. He always got little villages. And when after the war, he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he was in the Rabbanut. He wrote the Tshuva Kol Mevaseh. So that is the Tshuva Kol Mevaseh. So he has a whole section about Heoris on the Vilna Gaon. So he said, there is no such thing. The Vilna Gaon never said that. The word Laila is always Lashon Zohar. It's never Lashon Nekev. Kasha is Nishkin Kasha. And the Teretz is Nishkin Teretz. The whole thing is a mistake. So it's probably a misprint. To say, Chosin's part of me creation my Laila Harishon. Adma Tzoy Shatman. Lo Yasa Mais. Calls man, he didn't do the Bir Rishonah yet. If he still doesn't do Bir Rishonah from, he gets married on, Psul and Nisus Liyom Harvi. He gets married on a Wednesday. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzai Shabbos still didn't do Bir Rishonah. So obviously he's not so nervous. Maybe he's so nervous he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know, the Mishnah assumes he's calmed down. 4 days he still didn't do Bir Rishonah. We assume he's not so nervous. And then he's no longer Isaac B'mitzvah Potem and Amitz. Okay. So the Mishnah tells this story. Ma'isa B'rabbi Gamliel Shenasa Isha, he got married. The Korah Laila HaRishonah, again a mistake. Korah Laila Rishon. He recited Kriya Shema Laila Rishon. Amala Talmida of Lola Maratona Rabbeinu Rebbe didn't you teach Chosim Potter Kriya Shema? Amala Em Eni Shemei Alachem Lvat Laim Eni Malchus Shamaim Afilu Shoacha. So isn't it a Maisa Lister? Isn't it a Maisa Lister? So the answer is no. Tosis asks, La Maisa Lister who? The Gemara will often say the Mishnah has a din and then they tell a story. The story is just the opposite of the din. The Gemara says, how do you write a Mishnah like that? It's the Maisa Shehoya, usually it's a Maisa Rav. If you tell a story from Tanoim and Arman, that's the way they were knowing. So that shows that is the din. That is the din. But here it's a Maisa Lister. Here they tell you the story contradicts the din. So they say, it's not a Maisa Lister. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah means to say, the Morim Gadolhoi is a big Tamachoch, Mabech Biatzmo, Batech Biatzmo, Sheyuchal Lechavein, not Lechavein. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah tells you. If it's a big Talmud Chacham, And he probably knows what he's talking about. He says, I will be able to be mechaven. So, b'zman hazeh, tzedin shulchan aruch, the whole din doesn't apply. Because all year long, we're not so mechaven when we say Kriya Shema. So the kavanah is not so much less the night of our wedding. Not so mechaven all year long. So that's the Shabbos all year long. How do we say Kriya Shema? So whenever you eat it, it's a very unclear topic. Okay. So Rabbi Gamliel said, "Eni shemei lechem, levat lemeni malchus shema ma'afilu shachas." That is the Mishnah. So the Gemara repeats the whole story that we had before. Chasam potem kriya shema, there are two psukim. Shiftocha beveisecha overlechtocha vadech. B'shevus didoch dechop sofis. B'shevus didoch abelechas didoch. So the first one, b'shevus didoch, or b'shevus the mitzvah yipater, that tells me the normal din of Isaac mitzvah, potter mana mitzvah, then belechas didoch, belechtocha, dechop sofis. Over there tells me that even a chasen who's torah tiered in the mitzvah, he's nervous. He's not really Isaac in any mitzvah. He's torah, he's nervous. Isaac, also called Isaac mitzvah, potter mana mitzvah. Also potter. The Gemara goes through the whole cheshbon that we had before. The whole thing is a repeat from the Gemara before. So this was one story with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel taught the Talmidim chasam potter mekriya shma until Matzai Shabbos and loyosam ma'ise. He himself didn't observe that din because en shemei lechem, he was an Adam Gadol. Taisa says that what Adam Gadol v'roi litla Hashem. It's not considered an act of yuhara, mechziki yuhara, that he should do it. That's the Mishnah is going to discuss. Sometimes it's a mutter for a person to be machmer or something. Maybe it's mechziki yuhara. Maybe it's not mechziki, sometimes the yuhara mamish. Not always, sometimes it's mechziki yuhara, sometimes yuhara mamish. Okay. There was a boy who was... who learned in the Koilon years ago. So he used to put on his talis and tefillin at home, and he used to walk to shul with a talis, because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the rabbi from the shul in the neighborhood asked me to speak to the boy, to explain to him that you don't do that in New York City. The streets are filthy, and you have goyim, and there's enough anti-Semitism, we don't need more. So I spoke to the boy, and I said, tell a story. I wanted to make it light, so I said, tell the story about the yeshiva boy who asked his Rebbe, is he allowed to observe a certain chumra, is it mechzik yuhara? The Rebbe said, no, it's not mechzik yuhara, it's yuhara mamash. So he didn't understand what I was driving at, so he continued to... I started off by saying, Rabbi so-and-so asked me, Rabbi Glucksman asked me to speak to you, that you had come to the shul, you tell us until the night. So it's a shayla mechzik, so I told him over this story, so he didn't get the hint. Continued now he's on his own. Yeah, he didn't have any traditions. I think he was a ger, so he didn't have any traditions on anything, so everything was different by him. Yeah, so those are the two forms of Isaac b'mitzvah. One is real Isaac b'mitzvah and one is Torah tiered b'mitzvah. What else did Rabbi Gamliel do that was different from everybody else? Rochatz Laila Rishon Shemesa. Again, Laila Harishon. Here it says correctly. Don't say Laila Harishona. Rochatz Laila Harishon Shemesa Yishtai. His first wife died. This is probably when he was chief rabbi. They appointed a single guy chief rabbi. Mustama, he was married. Then his wife died at an old age, and then he remarried. So this, he was a chosim, patim kriyashma. When he remarried, he was the chief rabbi. So here it says, when the first wife died, so Rochatz Laila Rishon was in the middle of Shiva. So he bathed. So Amalot Talmidav, Halol Amaratan Rabbeinu, Avalasa Lirchatz, Vechitza Zasa, all of Shiva. We have a minig from the days of the Rav Yor. The Rav Yor is the late Balei Tosfos, early Balei Tosfos, whatever. So from the days of the Rav Yor, that you don't, that people don't do Vechitza all Shloshim. I said, we have a minhag. On the books, it says such a minhag in Shulchan Aruch. I don't think anybody observes that today. That's everybody's in istinus, not to take a bath for 30 days. That's we don't have such a minhag. Yeah. We no longer have that minhag. There used to be such a minhag. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the minhag is that you don't bathe in the 9 days. What is that based on? So that's a minhag on top of a minhag. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. that the Rav Yoh has, it's the same Rav Yoh. In the Tur in Yeridei, they quote the Rav Yoh that you don't bathe in Shloshim, that we don't observe that anymore. And the Tur in Hilchot Tisha B'Av quotes that the Rav Yoh has the minig that you don't bathe in the 9 days. Why? Because it's a minig on top of a minig. We have a minig, Ashkenazim have a minig, that we treat the 9 days as if it would be Shloshim. We treat the 3 weeks as if it would be Yud Beis Chodesh, and Tisha B'Av has a din like Shiva. Tisha B'Av has that. That's not a minig, that's a din. Kol Adorim Hondogim B'Av Hondogim B'Tisha B'Av. All the laws of Shiva apply to Tisha B'Av. But that's a minig Ashkenazim have, the Sfaradim don't have. We treat the 9 days as if it were Shloshim, and we treat from Shivasa B'Tamas till the 9 days, we treat that as if it would be Yud Beis Chodesh. So if you put together A and B, you treat the 9 days like Shloshim, and the Rav Yoh has a minig not to bathe in the 9 days. So that's why the minig used to be that you don't bathe in the whole 9 days. Because Manas and nobody has the minig not to bathe in the Shloshim. So it doesn't make sense that people have the minig. You don't bathe in the 9 days. It's the exact same thing as a Shloshim. On Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av has a din of Shiva. That's Taka Din. What in Shiva is not allowed to bathe? Unless he's an Istanis. A lot of people today are an Istanis. But in Shloshim, that minig already disappeared. Some minhagim just come and go. They don't last forever. So he bathed when he was in the middle of Shiva. Amalot Talmidim, the Talmidim visited him. They said, Alol Maratan Rabbeinu, Avalos Alichot, Samalayim, Eni Kishar Ben Yodam, Istinis Ani. Why is Istinis Mutter? The Tesis explains, Poshim Shan, the rechitz is only also if it's rechitz shel tainug. If it's not rechitz shel tainug, then it's really mutter. Sicha also. Sicha is only also. Rechitz is sicha in the Yitzhana Tashma Shamitu. All the Chamisha Inuim on Yom Kippur. Some hold on Yom Kippur that is the Raisa. Rabbi Natam holds that all the Chamisha Inuim is only the Rabban. Only Achilu Shtia is a din the Raisa on Yom Kippur. The other Inuim are the Rabban. How does he know? So he says because the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara in the end of the Dorim learns out from Sukkim that there's only chorus for Achilu Shtia. There's no chorus if someone wears leather shoes, if he violates Tashma Shamita, there's no chorus. How can it be that everything is learned out from one pasuk, Be'inisim Esnaf Shasechem, and sometimes it has chorus, sometimes it doesn't have chorus. It must be that the other Rinoim is only with their abundance, only in Asmacht. It's not really learned out from the pasuk. The other Rishonim are not so convinced. The Ran on the Rif, on the last perek in Yuma, and the Tosfos on the bottom of the page, Tosfos Yishanim, they quote the Rishonim who disagree with the Rabbi Natam. The Rambam, the Bach says that according to the simple meaning of the Rambam, all the Chamisha Inuim are deraisa. I hayitoch, and how can it be the all deraisa if sometimes it's kores, sometimes it's not kores? It's not such a strong kasha. You have dam, is a pasuk in the Chumash, is one lav, you're not allowed to eat dam. So the Rambam quotes based on the Gemara, so if you eat dam halev and dam shah, neshama yotzebo, the dam that comes out when the animal is losing its life, so that's kores. But if you, let's say, you take a piece of meat and you didn't salt it yet, and you squeeze out all of the blood. If you cook the piece of meat with the blood, that's a dam shebishl is only the Rabban. Or dam shemolcho, if you salt it, so the salting is also malich kereseh, so it's also just like dam shebishla is only the rabbanon, dam shemolcha is only with the rabbanon. But let's say you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out all the dam in a cup and then you drink the cup of dam. That's an isa deraisa. That's dam evarim, shepiresh. If you have a raw piece of meat and it has all the blood and the capillaries is still there, so dam evarim shelo piresh is mutter. That's moel habasa. That's the juice of the meat. But if you have but if you squeeze out the dam, so it's dam evarim shepirish, he already separated it from the capillary, so that's an isa deraisa, but there's no chorus on that. One learns everything out from psukim and chumash. So in the sefer mitzvahs, we count it as one lav, not to eat dam. Sometimes it has chorus, sometimes it does not chorus. If it's dam halev, so then there will be chorus. If dam shanashama yotzebo, then there will be chorus. If it's dam evarim, there won't be chorus. So it's not such a pella that the Gemara in the end of the Dorim learns out from the Psukim that Achilo Shtia there's chorus on Yom Kippur and the other Inuim there's no chorus. It could be they're all deraisa. Sometimes you do have chorus, sometimes you don't have chorus. Not such a starke kasha, Rabbi Natam's kasha. But Rabbi Natam holds only Achilo Shtia is deraisa. So the Inuim, according to the Rama, according to the Hamashayim, all the Chamish Inuim are deraisa on Yom Kippur. And even on Yom Kippur, The Gemara says, Mishesh lachatotem berosho, soch kedarko be'en achoshish. Taisu quotes it from Yuma ein zainam abeis. Chatot means he has sores on his head. And the only way to treat it is by smearing on oil. So he's allowed to smear on oil. Soch kedarko be'yom kippur me'en achoshish. If it's an Isa deraisa, how come you mata? The answer is, avagab de sicha kishtia be'yom kippurim. That's what the Gemara is lashon, sicha kishtia. Just like you're not allowed to drink. So you're not allowed to smear oil because the oil gets absorbed in the pores. So in a certain sense, it's like shtia. Not exactly shtia. You drink, it goes into the stomach. Here it goes into the pores. It gets absorbed into the pores. It doesn't go into the stomach. But that's what the Gemara says, sicha kishtia. So Rabbi Yonatan Tam says the whole sicha kishtia is only an asmachta min derabban. The Gemara says that idea, sicha kishtia, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, but Tava Kashem and Beatz Moisa, I forgot the whole pasuk there. It's only an asmachta, he says. He thinks that sticha kishti is only the rabban. All right. But even if you hold that sticha is one of the inuim deraisa, still, Sof Kol Sof, the Gemara says, Yishesh lachatot merosh yisoch kedarka meina choshesh. It's mutter. How is it mutter? Isn't there an Issa Refua? There's an Issa Refua on Shabbos and Yantav. The Chachamim prohibited doing anything that's lirfu. You're not allowed to take a pill. The reason, the initial reason why you're not allowed to take a pill is Gzeres HaMishachik Samamanim, that he may grind up the herbs in order to prepare the medication. But let's say a person has a bellyache and he has pain, so he's going to take a hot water bottle and lay down on the bed and use the hot water bottle. There's nothing to grind up. He can't grind up the water. He can't grind up the hot water bottle. The Gemara said that it's asa. Whatever is an act of refuah is asa, even though there's nothing to grind up. It's a loy plug rabban. They made gzera, but loy plug, even when the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. So how are we allowed to do mishesh l'chatot merosh l'soch kedarko v'ein achoshish? What happened to the iser? Fine, you tell me that there's no iser siche because it's not shel tainug, since it's l'refuah. But if it's l'refuah, then it should be an iser refuah. So there are different heterim for refuah. Other people would smear oil all the time if you can afford it. Wealthy people would put oil on even when they're not sick. So if it's a Michael Briam, let's say some people drink schnapps all the time. Some people drink schnapps all the time. Other people only drink schnapps when they have a cold. So you're going to say the person who drinks schnapps when he has a cold in order to get better, for him he's not allowed to drink schnapps on Shabbos. No. Since there are other people who would drink the schnapps all the time, so it's called the Michael Briam. So you're allowed to, let's say, some people will only drink orange juice because it's fattening. They'll only drink orange juice if they're afraid they're going to catch a cold. If it's very cold. If they're not afraid they're going to catch cold, they're not going to drink the orange juice. So by him, he says he's not allowed to drink orange juice because it's lirafua. That's not. Other people drink orange juice all the time. They're not afraid of gaining weight. So you can't. So whatever is Michael Briam is mutter. So maybe soch kedarka, maybe he's smearing oil. Maybe it's like a Michael Briam. Maybe it's not meyuchad lirfuah. Or maybe the chatotim are so annoying that it's a chelushem b'sakana. Then you're allowed to do ma'aser refuah. Whatever it is, somehow there's no iser refuah there. Mishesh lechatotim merosha. He has the sores on his head. Soch kedarka ve'nachosha. He's not concerned about refuah. Somehow we solved the issue of refuah. The only shada is, what about sicha? Is one of the chamisha inuim. So even if one holds that sicha is deraisa, even if you hold all the chamisha inuim is deraisa, it's still muta because it's only also sicha shel tainuk. The same thing rechitza. It's only also if it's rechitza shel tainuk. So we declare all rechitza as rechitza shel tainuk. Gemara has a lashon, you're not allowed to stick your pinky into cold water on Yom Kippur. What hanor does he get? So we say all rechitza is automatically labeled as rechitza shel tainuk unless it's mitzuref ledover acher. So if he's achatot merosh yisoch kedarka, let's say he was walking in the street, then his feet are all filthy from the mud. The street is full of mud, and on Yom Kippur he's not wearing shoes, not wearing socks. So his feet are filthy, so he's washing off the dirt. So the rechitza is mitzuref to the washing off of the dirt. So you don't call that rechitza shel tainuk. Or a person is tameh and he wants to go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara quotes the din: "Kol lachay v'tvilas tevin kedarka mitishbav v'yom kippur." Mikra, then you're allowed to go to Mikvah on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So there's one gears in the Gemara in the end of Shabbos that it's only mutter to go to Mikvah on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur if you hold like the sheet and that tefillah bizman a mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah to go to Mikvah at the earliest available opportunity. And most of the Rishonim hold that we don't paskan tefillah bizman a mitzvah. In the days of the Gaonim, it seems that Rov of the Gaonim held tefillah bizman a mitzvah. In the days of the Tanaim, it was a machlekes, but the tefillah bizman a mitzvah, tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah. So in the days of the Gaonim, they presented as if the Rov of the Shita Sagan was tefillah bizman a is mitzvah. The days it came, the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the consensus shifted, and there was machlekes, Rabbi Natan, with his brother-in-law, Rabbi Shimshon. We followed Rabbi Natan, that we hold tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah. So Tosis thinks that that Girsa in the Gemara is incorrect. In the end of Shabbos, the Kuv Chof, even if you hold Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah, still, it's not called Rechitza Shel Tainik. The one Girsa had it, that it's only not called Rechitza Shel Tainik. Chol Chai B'Tefillah is Tevlin Kedarkan, B'Tisha B'Av HaBiyom HaKippurim, is only Mutter if it's Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah. And we assume it's not true. As long as the Tefillah is Mitzurif to Tahara, it's Mitzurif to Dover Achas, so it's not called Rechitza Shel Tainik. If it's not rechitza shel tainik, then it's mutter. So just like mishesh lechatot and berosho, it's only osir sicha kishtia, is only if it's sicha shel tainik. But if he's doing a lirfua, then it's not one of the inuim. Then it's mutter. The rechitza is also like that. What do we do on Yom Kippur rechitza sheinu shel tainik? So let's say when you wake up in the morning. Taisis quotes the Gemara in Gittan, you shouldn't touch your body before you're washing the Tilus Yadayim, because there may be a ruach roh sholet on your hands, and it may be unhealthy if you're going to touch your body. So Taisis says, Ein lecho tinuf gadol mizeh. If you can't even touch your face with your hands, so that's like if your hands are all filthy and you want to wash off the filth, so that's not called rechitza shel tainik. So we rely on this all the time. When we wake up on Yom Kippur, you're washing Tilus Yadayim. The Rambam writes that on Yom Kippur you leave out the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim because you don't wash the Tilus Yadayim. Because the Rambam holds that the washing the Tilus Yadayim every morning is in order to prepare for davening. The Rambam holds you have to wash the Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv. You wash every day, every time you want to daven, you're supposed to wash and say a bracha on the Tilus Yadayim. So the Rambam says on Yom Kippur you don't wash and you don't say the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim. But we usually correct. Practice should be, really should wash your hands before you daven mincha ma'ariv, but we don't say a bracha. The Don Gaon used to follow the Rambam all the way. He used to wash and say a bracha until it's a dime before he was about to daven mincha ma'ariv. We don't do that. We really should wash our hands. We don't do the right thing. We don't wash our hands. That's not right. We should wash our hands. But why do we say a bracha in the morning until it's dime? Because we're concerned about the ruach ro. So that's what Taisa thinks. The ruach ro applies on Yom Kippur as well. So Tosfos says, when you wash your hands on Yom Kippur, you do say the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim. The Rambam says you don't. So why are you allowed to wash your hands? Because it's not called the Rechitza Shel Tainik. Yeah. So what did he say? So Rabbi Gamliel says, I am an istis, and the only time Rechitza is asur is if it's Rechitza Shel Tainik. But if the person is an istis, means if he's not going to bathe, he's going to be itchy, he's going to be scratching his head, scratching his body all over. So then that's more than a din required. In the middle of Shiva, there's Avela Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. Each one is more, Shiva is more intense than Shloshim. Shloshim is more intense than Yud Beis Chodesh. So let's say a person will be observing Shiva in such an intense way that he's also berchitza, and because he hasn't taken a bath in 6.5 days, and the day that the relative died, he hadn't taken a bath the previous day. So sometimes he hasn't taken a bath in 8.5 days. So he's going to be itchy all over the place. So then, so the halacha said, that's more than the din requires. The din requires nivul in Shiva. The din requires nivul. You should be a little sloppy, but not mitztayer. If it's painful, not mitztayer, not mechuyev. The same thing in Shloshim, the din requires nivul b'miktzas. So if the observance of the Shiva is going to cause nivul meruba is what's required in Shiva. Nivul b'mitzas is what's required in Shloshim. So if the person's observing the avelus of Shloshim will lead that he should have nivul meruba, that's more than the din requires. So it would be mutter. He's not mechuyev to observe like that. The Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Avelus writes a Chiddush on his own. Usually the Pischei Tshuva is a Likud. Usually he quotes from other Svarim. Once in a long, long while he writes something original. Pischei Tshuva did a fantastic job. He has a Tshuva of the Chassam Sefer, 4 pages long, and he gives you the 3 lines that are the most important. Nodi Bihuda, 4 pages long. He gives you the three, four lines that have the crux of the argument. It's a fantastic Sefer to be able to bridge like he did. He had a full tfisa and everything. So he rarely says original. Once in a long while he says original. So in this he writes original. The din is that you're not allowed to wear clean clothing in Shloshim, all of Shloshim. So let's say the guy's wearing a shirt for the last 2 weeks and the shirt is black on the collar. It's absolutely yellow, black, dirty, looks awful. So it's not a question, of, in Shloshim he's supposed to have nivul b'miktsas. The clothing is going to be so dirty, he looks awful. That's nivul merubah. So whatever the nihug avelus is so intense that it's more than the chachamim instituted, so then you're allowed. So then he writes adovah poshut. He says, even though it doesn't say in any other earlier poskim, he says he feels on his own. It's a certain mutta to put on a clean shirt when the old shirt is so dirty that he's embarrassed to go like that. That's nivul merubah. Nivul merubah is not required for shloshim. And the same thing, let's say in Yud Beis Chodesh. Let's say the person, Yud Beis Chodesh is only if a parent dies. When the other relatives die, it's only avelus of Shiva and Shloshim. And if a parent dies, one has to resolve Yud Beis Chodesh also. So what's required in Yud Beis Chodesh? Not even Nivul B'miktsas. In Shiva you need Nivul Merube, in Shloshim you need Nivul B'miktsas, and in Yud Beis Chodesh you need Miyot Tanugim. So one of the dinim of Miyot Tanugim is, you're not allowed to take a haircut to look good. Well, if the guy hasn't taken a haircut in 2-3 months, he looks awful. Hair is hanging down, he looks awful. That's nivul. So then it says in the Gemara, Achigar b'chaverav. If his hair is so long that people would tell him, you look awful, you really need a haircut, then he's allowed to take the haircut. So what is that, a special heta, Achigar b'chaverav? No. The answer is, it's the same heta for Shiva, for Shloshim, and for Yud Beis Chodesh. If the Niyu Gavelus and Yud Beis Chodesh, by observing the laws of not taking a haircut, it turns into a form of nivul, he looks awful, that's more than the din requires. Or if the observance of shloshim turns out to be a nivul merubah, that's what's required in shiva, but that's not required in shloshim. So it's more than the din requires, and then we're mekel. And let's say the niyog avelus in shiva is to have nivul merubah, but not to have tsar. So if he's an istinus and he's mitztayer from not bathing, so then that's more than the din requires. So then it's mutter. So it's basically the same heta. Achigar b'chavera by the haircut, and Yud Beis Chodesh, and all the heterim by the shiva and the shloshim. Everything is the same heta. It's more than the din requires, and therefore one doesn't have to observe it for the avelus. Same thing. Let's say one lost his parents, and he wants to move on in life. He was never married before. Wants to get married, has to raise a family. He has to wait till the end of Yud Beis Chodesh in order to get married. No. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get married. So that's more than the din requires. You've got to tell the guy. He's not allowed to go to someone else's wedding in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh. But to go to his own wedding, that we would allow. If ain't lo isho banim, or let's say yesh lo banim ktanim. Let's say the wife died and has little children. He has to marry someone else to take care of the children. He can hire a babysitter all the time. Well, what's going to be? He has to go to sleep. He's going to be in Issa Yichud. So he has to marry the babysitter. He has to marry the woman who's going to take care of the little babies. So the Gemara says he's allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to get married in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh, stam for fun, to have a good time with a new wife. But if yesh lo banim ktanim, or lokim pir v'rivya, so then we're mekel. A man, a mekel, even if he was mekayim peri v'rivya, but he's by himself, also a mekel. Yeah. So that was the heter of istinus. So the Gemara has a strange explanation. The Gemara said, my time at the Rabbi Gamliel, why does he hold that as mutter? Why? He just said istinus. He just said the explanation. If the nihug shiva is causing tsar, that's more than the din required. Just like if you have a haircut in Yud Beis Chodesh Achigar B'chaverav, that falls under the category of Nivul B'miktsas. In the middle of Shloshim, if the Nivul B'miktsas turns out to become Nivul Merubah, His shirt is filthy, so he's allowed to wear a new shirt. Whenever the person's observance of Avelus turns out to be more than the din requires in abstract and description, so that's mutter. So what does the Gemara have to give an explanation? Rabbi Gamliel himself explains why. Ister sani. He says why. So what does the Gemara say? My time with the Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara gives a whole fancy explanation. Kosova, his opinion is, Aninus Laila de Rabbanon. Rashi said, that's a machloikis hatanoim, and Zochim daf tzarik tes omid beis. Whether what? Whether Aninus Laila is the rice of the Rabbanon. What do you mean Aninus Laila? Aninus is a din, Oinen is also the Maisa Sheni. On Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, the farmer has to fulfill Vide Maisris, he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Biur, Biat Yakodesh Merabayis, has to give away whatever truma he has in the house, whatever truma, whatever Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni has to eat up, he has to get rid of all the matanis, the matanis kun and the matanis levi, has to give everything away. And then that's Shas HaBiur. And then, on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, the seventh year, the farmer, if he fulfilled the Biur, he gave everything away properly, then he should recite the Tefillah, Biyati HaKadosh Manabai, Sigam Nasat of Lalevi, etc. He should offer that Tefillah. So that's a mitzvah of Biur Maisris. The mitzvah of Biur Maisris. So it says there in the Biur Maisris, La'achalti Biyati HaKadosh Manabayis, which is the Kodesh. Kodesh is the Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is referred to at the end of B'chul Kodesh as Kodesh. Chamais Oretz Mezaretz Mepereitz Kodesh Lashem. One of the last psukim of Chumash Vayikra. Kodesh Lashem, that's Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya, so it's called Kodesh Lashem. Maisa Rishon is not Kodesh. Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. So the Pasuk says in the Vide Maisa that the farmer recites on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, Biyati HaKadosh Menabayis, and he says, Loi biyati mimena bitome. I did not consume the Maisa Sheni in a state of Tuma, and it refers to two types of biur. Loi biyati mimena bitome. I didn't eat the Maisa Sheni if the Maisa Sheni was Tome, or I didn't eat Maisa Sheni Tohar if I would be Tome. Loi biyati mimena bitome. You're not allowed to have biur, Maisa Sheni. Biur means eating. You're not allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni in a state of Tuma, whether you're in the state of Tuma, or the Maisa Sheni in the state of Tuma, is not allowed. So the Gemara learns that, and then it says, Lo biyat mena b'tomei, lo echalti be'oini mimenu. I never ate the Maisa Sheni when I was in the state of Aninus. Lo echalti be'oini mimenu. So the Gemara says there in Zvochem Adaf Tzadik Tes, that Rashi is referring to, that Aaron HaKoyen made a kal v'chomer to Moshe Rabbeinu. If ma Maisa Sheni hakal, Maisa Sheni doesn't have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. So my Maisa Sheni Akal, there's a din Le'achal to be Oni Mimenu. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni in the state of Aninus because you have to eat it B'Simcha. So Kal V'Chomer Karbonus, but you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdosh, they certainly have to be eaten in the state of Simcha. So for sure, an Oinen is not allowed to eat Karbonus. Just like an Oinen is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, he didn't consume the I didn't eat the Maisa Sheni in the state of Aninus. So too, a Kal V'Chomer, one is not allowed to eat Karbonus in the state of Aninus. Fine. What's the definition of a state of Aninus? Let's say a relative died and they didn't bury the relative yet. It's already the next day. He died on Monday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's already Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're going to bury him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he still has the din of Einet. Mishamesa mutalafanim. He still has the din of Einet. What if the person died, let's say, at night? He dies 8 o'clock at night. And they organize the funeral for the same day. The funeral is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's already buried. So the surviving relatives have a din of Einet all day long, even after the kvura. There's a different din than expert. Misha Mesa Mutta Lefanov is not allowed to daven, is not allowed to say Kriyashman, but we call our mitzvahs on words by Torah. That's the next Mishnah, Yud Zayin on the base. the beginning of the next parak. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? Rashi says if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. But if he wants to do the mitzvah, gezuntei, if he has time and he has the ability to do the mitzvah, he should. And we paskin like Tosfos, he's not allowed to. The Yerushalmi says beferish like Tosfos. Tosfos quotes it in the Yerushalmi that even if the oinin wants to do the mitzvahs, he's not allowed to. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. This is called Hilchas Aninus. But it's really not the same. It's not really. There's a din deraisa of oinin. The din deraisa is that the oinin is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. It's not allowed to be makriv korbonus. The kohen oinin she'ovid avodas psula. The avoda would be posel. And kavachaim, if the oinin is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, lo echal to be oinin memenu. Kavachaim is not allowed to eat korbonus in the state of aninus. So that's the din of oinin deraisa. The din of oinin deraisa is even after the kvura. Let's say the person died 8 o'clock at night and he was buried this morning at 10 o'clock. So till the end of the day, he has the din of an oinin. Mishemes muta lefanov is part of mikol hamitzvos up until the kvura. After the kvura, is not mes muta lefanov anymore. That's Rav Soloveitchik had a taina. Why in Yeruday it says hilchas aninos? He said it's really a misnomer. It should really say hilchas mishemes muta lefanov. But that's too long to say. So they made a kitzur Hashem. They said Hilchas Aninus. But it's really not the same. Because the Rishonim asked the Kasha on the opening Mishnah here, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, how come in the get they're not eating Ma'aser Sheni and not eating Karbonos? We say even after the Kfur, he's not allowed to eat till the end of the day. Not allowed to eat the Laila also. Aninus Laila. The night following the Kfur also he's not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. And that's a machlokes, but Aninus Laila is the Raisa Rabbanan. If the Laila followed the Kvura, if the Laila followed the Kvura, let's say someone died in the morning, they didn't bury him yet, so at night time, they're not going to bury him until tomorrow morning at 12 o'clock, so then the Aninus Laila for sure is there, I said. The Machlokes in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Tes, that the Gemara here is alluding to on Tezayin on the base, when Aninus Laila is the Raisa of the Rabbanan, that's talking when they buried the person already. They already buried the person. So till the end of the day, that's a din of aninus deraisa. What about the night following the kvura? Is that aninus also deraisa derabban? If they didn't bury the mace yet, that's certainly a din aninus deraisa. He's not allowed to eat the mace sheni minatur. Not allowed to eat the karbonis mitam kavachaimer yeminatur. So what does the Gemara say? Let's go again. So Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm an istinus, I'm very mefunik, he's mitztayer, he has to take a bath. Apparently he took a bath every day, took a shower every day. Okay. So he says why it's mutter, because istinus ani. So what does the Gemara say? My time of the Rabbi Gamliel. Mishnah tells you my time. Istinus ani. The Gemara is still asking my time. Zok the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Gamliel. And for the Gemara, Kosova. He's of the opinion on in the slide of the Rabbanon. If Aninus Laila would have been deraisa, then we would not be makel to say istinus should be muta. But because Aninus Laila is only derabbanan, so therefore you can be makel. So hapela dike gemara. Tosis quotes the gemara. Mishesh lo chatotam eroshu soch kedarkam ena choshu shanyam kippurim. So the end of Yuma, Ein Zayin Amud Beis. Half of the Rishonim hold that Rechitza and Sicha and Yom Kippur are deraisa. And still the Gemara says, Soch Kedarka Meina Choshesh. Why? Because it's not Sicha Shaltainig. So if it's not Shaltainig, it's Mutar, even if it's deraisa. Even if it's deraisa. So what does the Gemara say? It must be because Sov Rabbi Gamliel thinks Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon. So therefore there's room to be mekel that the heteristinus applies. And if Aninus Laila would have been there, right, so there wouldn't be a heteristinus. Why? Heteristinus applies even on Yom Kippur, even according to the Rishonim, that all the Hamishay Noim are there, right? So why is over here all of a sudden? Because Kasab Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan. Since Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan, so therefore you can be mekel the heter of histon. It's very schwer. That's what Tosfos says. What's the tushta? Tosfos says, Aninus laila derabban, vim taima, bahari oinen nami, And no gelo ba maysa sheni. The din of anin is the raisa lo achalti bi oni mimenu. I didn't eat the maysa sheni. And the state of aninus. Minatur, that's all aninus is for. Not to be makro karbonis, not to eat kochim, not to eat maysa sheni. That's all. But about bathing, that's not a din deraisa. So bathing is for sure only the rabbanon. That's what Tosis says. Bathing is only the rabbanon. So what are the Gemara mixed together over here? Kasavar. Bathing is certainly only the rabbanon. So what's a tzushta? So here there's a major machlokes rishonim. How do you read this Gemara? So the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim and the Mechaber Paschans like that, they're of the opinion that Avilos Yambishan is Daraisa. The Gemara says many times in Moikot and Avelis is only the Rabbanon, therefore there's room to be Mekel. So that's Avelis after the first day. But Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa. And they learn it out, the Rif and the Rambam, they derive it from the institution of Mishamesa Mutta Lefanov, that he's not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. That's also a Nihug Avelis. So that's only Avelis Yambishan, that's only the first day. So that's Taka the Din of Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa. And there are more paskins like Tesis that Avelis is all the Rabbanon, even Avelis ambition is also only with the Rabbanon. There's no Avelis that's their Raisa. What's the difference halacha lemaisa whether Avelis ambition is their Raisa? Rabbanon, bottom line, everything is the same. Should have been an afkamina for Sufik. If Avelis ambition is their Raisa, so you should have said whenever this is Sufik the Raisa lechumre. And if Avelis ambition is only the Rabbanon, and you should have said something the Rabban Lakula. So that Nafkamina is incorrect because the Rambam was a doctor and he wrote Taras Adam. He wrote a whole sefer about human life from cradle to grave. So he writes, what are the dinim when a baby is born? Let's say the baby is born on Shabbos. What are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do? What are you not allowed to do? He works on. Then he discusses the baby gets sick. So what are the dinim? He was a doctor. What are the dinim regarding treating Cholim? What's a din when you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, when you're allowed to do Malach on Yontif? So the Ramban there has all the Hilchos Avelis. In the middle of all the Hilchos Avelis, he quotes a Tosfos in Erevin, which we have on the daf that he quotes. Tosfos quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that even if one were to assume that Avelis ambition is Daraisa, the din still is a Sofik Avelis Lahokel. That's a din deraisa. Usually you say sofik deraisa lechumre, but every so often there's a quirk of aloha that's sofik deraisa lekula. So Ramban holds that avelus ambition is deraisa, and still sofik avelus is lahokam. Because that's a pasuk. Sofik avelus is lahokam. So what's the difference whether avelus ambition is deraisa de rabban? My nafkamina aloha lemaisa. So nafkamina in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber and the Rambam have a machloikas aloha lemaisa. Someone dies on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. And Yantav Sheni, you can bury Aliday Amimim, even Aliday Yisrael. Yantav Rishon, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't bury Mason. Even the Eska Goy, you're not allowed to. But on Yantav, you can bury Aliday Amimim. Yantav Rishon, bury Aliday Nochrim. Yantav Sheni, if there's no Nochrim, you can bury Afil Aliday Yisrael. Because Yantav Sheni Shel Golias is only a Chumra Midirabbanon. So, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. So they said that Mamakam Meis. For Malka Meis, you don't have to observe the dinim of Yantav Sheni. So you're allowed to bury Apilah de Yisrael. So what's the din? Someone died on the second day Yantav, and he's buried on the second day Yantav, either Ade Yisrael, Ade Amim, or whatever. So does he have to observe Avelus on that day of Yantav? So the Mechaber, Paskins like the Rif and the Rambam and the Goinim and the Halachas Gedolos, who hold that Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa, Yantav Sheni Shel Golias is only the Rabbanon. So you never have a Din the Rabbanon Decha, a Din Daraisa. So that since Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa, so the relatives have to observe Avelis on Yantav. They observe Avelis Yambishan on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, the last day of Yantav. You wouldn't say the second day of Pesach or the second day of Sukkot, because Chalamayit is also a Chi of Simcha. It means the last day. Simchas Torah, the last day, Yantav Shein Shal Golius, or Achron Shal Pesach, the last day. So if someone died and was buried on the same day, even the Rambam and the Goenim who hold the Rabbeinu Lezion Rishon is derisive, it's only if it's Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura, only if the person is buried on the same day that he died. So then they hold that Rabbeinu Lezion Rishon is derisive. So that's the big machloikis, the Mechab and the Rambam, and machloikis, the Bahag and the Bali Atosis. Someone died on Simchas Torah and was buried on Simchas Torah, either the Amimim or the Yisrael, whatever. So do they observe Rabbeinu Lezion Rishon? So the Bahag and all of the Chachmei Svara at all, yes? Because Avelis Ambition is derais, and Yantim Shen Shal Gog is only the Rabbanon. So you never have a din derabbanon, Dercha din derais. So he has to observe Avelis on the last day of Yantif. And the Ramoa says, we don't follow that opinion. We follow the Tosfos. We hold that all Avelis is only the Rabbanon. Even Avelis Ambition is also only with the Rabbanon. So since the whole Avelis is only the Rabbanon, Yantim Shen is the Rabbanon, so you don't observe Avelis Ambition on the last day of Yantar. One doesn't observe Avelus. So that's the Nafkemina, Aloha Lamaisa, where the Avelus ambition is the Raisa, the Rabbam. But what's the Mokka? Where did the Chach Misvara, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Goinim, and the Bahag, where did they get the idea from that Avelus ambition is the Raisa? They got it from this Gemara. The Rif got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says, if Aninus Laila would have been the Raisa, then we would have been Machmir, not to take rechitza laila harishin shemesa ishtoi, because avelus amrishin is daraisa, so it's not right to be mekel. Not right to be mekel mishum istinus. So they understood the Gemara that avelus amrishin, if it would have been a din of aninus laila, would have been daraisa. Aninus is not only for maisa sheni and kochim and hakrovus karbonis. Aninus is for Nihug Avelus as well. So if Aninus, the first night after Yom HaMisa, if that would be Deraisa for Aninus and Maisa Sheni, then it would have been Deraisa Benegir to Nihug Avelus as well. And the Balei HaTosfos do not learn like that. Tosfos Beferish, not some. Not like the Rif understood. Tosfos said if it would have been Aninus, Laila would have been Deraisa, then we would have been Goyza to be Machmel called the Tikkun Rabban and came Deraisa Tikkun. Would have made Xera not to be Mekel in Rechitza, the Laila Harishain, or to all the dinim of Aninus, which are Noeg Ben HaTorah Balaila. But not that it's identical, that Avelus Hamishon is Deraisa, and is an extension of Aninus. It would only be Derabbanon. So that's the whole Nafkamina, Aloch HaLamais, is whether Avelus Hamishon Deraisa Rabbanon is not a Nafkamina for Sofik, because Sofik Avelus Lakuli, even if it would be a Din Deraisa. It's only an afkamina for Misha Meis v'Nikbar on Yontif Achron, Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. Do they observe Avelus Yamrishon? That's the afkamina Ladina said. This is the famous Gemara. The Rif got it from our Gemara that Avelus Yamrishon is their eyes. And the other Rishonim disagree. The two different things, Aninus Luchud and Avelus Luchud, two different dinim. Yeah, what was the third quirk that he had three dings, three halachas that he didn't observe like a normal person? The first thing he did was chasam patam kriyashma. So when he remarried, his first wife died, and he remarried his second wife, he did recite kriyashma. Halal maraton rabbeni yipata, so he says, amaradam gadol, and I am able to be mechadim. Okay. Then the second unusual thing that he did was, Rochad Slayel Harishin Shemesa Ishta, the first wife died. So he bait, so he said he has a heteristinus. And what was the third thing that he did that seems to be against Aloche is Mekabal Tanchumin on Tevi Avdo. And Shulchan Aruch, it says, based on Mishnayis in Moikotin, that the din of Niho Gabelis doesn't only apply to the relatives, to the seven relatives, and then with the Rabbanu, they added on more relatives. It says if a dear friend dies and someone wants to sit Shiva, there is a kiyum. If let's say a lot of times it comes up a ger is converted, so there's no din of ger shenis gar katan shenal adam, is not related to his former relatives. And then one of the parents died, the parents wasn't Jewish, so the ger wants to volunteer to observe avelus. Let's say the parents also converted, they did convert, didn't convert. So the Mishnah has, if one, a dear friend wants to observe avelus, there is such a thing. one can volunteer avelis. So here the Mishnah has, even though one is permitted to volunteer avelis for one who's not a relative, but you shouldn't volunteer avelis to be mekabel tanchumin when an eved kenani or shivcha kenanis dies. So we'll have to start from this cheerful topic tomorrow. But you're not being mekabel tanchumin when Avon HaMishvach has died, and he was mekabel tanchumin. So that's the third thing that he did against the halach. So he explains it. Okay.
Unrelated to share. My chavrus and I were learning that there's a takanas ever you're supposed to be do your laundry on Thursday and not on Friday.
Yeah.
So we're running, because that'll find out where it was washing machine and drying.